You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service in the School of Public Health. I'm talking today with Derek Griffith, the director of the Center on Men's Health Disparities out of the University of Michigan School of Public Health. The Center on Men's Health Disparities is the only center of its kind in a school of public health. Can you explain the center's mission and why it's necessary when most medical research focuses on men in the first place?
Sure. The Center on Men's Health Disparities was founded in 2009 to focus on the health needs of men of color in the United States. And part of the reason for the focus of that in terms of the population is the changing demographics in the United States, that we're seeing an increased number of men of color across racial and ethnic groups, and they will be the majority within the next few decades. But most of the research to date had been focusing on white men, or if the research was being done on populations of color, typically the population was predominantly women. And so little research had really been done on men of color broadly, and specifically on African American men.
And so what have you found so far?
So one of the things we've found is broadly that it's actually African American men's priorities in terms of their social and cultural roles and responsibilities that have been bigger barriers to healthy eating and physical activity than necessarily their knowledge or attitudes around those particular behaviors. So in a broader context, one of the things we've been looking for is trying to explain why do men engage in the behaviors at the levels or low levels that they do. And what we've been finding is that they tend to prioritize being a father, being a spouse, being an active member of their community over their own individual health. And they want to be and tend to be actually very active in their communities, and they're not finding ways to fit those kind of health behaviors into their daily sort of routines and daily lives. The other part of it that we're finding is that there's a mixed message that they tend to get from people in their communities as well as from medical professionals, and that is, on the one hand, men are expected to be tough, be real men, overcome minor injuries, problems, health issues that they may be having, yet they're expected to go ahead and function day to day, go to work, not worry about those kind of injuries, yet doctors and spouses and so forth are often telling them, you need to go to the doctor more, you need to take more responsibility for your health. And so they're getting these very mixed messages that on the one hand you're supposed to prioritize your health, on the other hand you're supposed to ignore these different health issues. And so it becomes this conflicting message, and men tend to get certainly a more strongly reinforced message of men and the way that they're supposed to function is to prioritize things above their own individual health. They're supposed to take care of these family priorities, these social priorities and so forth, and downplay their own individual issues unless they actually are impeding their ability to go to work, take care of family responsibilities and so forth.
So what are the biggest overlooked areas or problems that must be addressed in research on men's health and men of color?
Some of the biggest areas are just some of the more basic, which is simply how do we understand how men's social and economic context influences their health behavior and health outcomes? We know that men tend to, across racial and ethnic groups, have shorter life expectancy and worse health behaviors than women of their same racial and ethnic group. And so given that they're in the same environment and the same social context, the question is, why is there the population different? Why is men's health different than women's health in that same environmental context? So that's what we're really trying to understand, is why do men function differently in that social environment than women?
So are you finding that it is possible to make good health more inclusive, or are these disparities just inherently insurmountable?
I think they're definitely not insurmountable. I think we've definitely made a lot of progress, and we can look to the progress that we've made in understanding racial and ethnic health disparities as a model for how we might look at men's health disparities. We've made a great amount of progress in understanding the social, economic, and built environmental context of racial and ethnic health disparities. We haven't looked at how gender influences that environmental context, or uniquely how men experience their social, economic, and built environment, and how that affects their lower rates of healthy behavior and their premature mortality.
So what are one or two of the most important changes that can be made to help eliminate health disparities for men of color?
One is studying them as both men and being of color, which is a bit of an odd thing to say, but typically we've studied men as a general sort of homogenous group and not really looked at the unique needs of men of color, or we've looked at populations of color and not looked at them as gendered. And so the most important thing we can do is look at the intersection of race, ethnicity, and gender and how that affects men's health.
Thank you. Griffith's research focuses on social, economic, and historical factors and how they influence health disparities. He focuses primarily on the health of Black American men.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.